and welcome to Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. And in fact, we're going to be talking about the Green Music Center over there and what they're going to be hosting over the summer at the Summer at the Green 2019. And joining us to talk about that, the Executive Director of the Center, Jacob Yarrow. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for having us over.
It's a pleasure having you in, especially this morning. Tell us a bit about some of the acts that are coming up to the Green Music Center, especially to start off the summer.
Yeah, we're thrilled to announce another great Summer at the Green at Sonoma State, and we always start with the 4th of July these days. And 4th of July is a great family celebration featuring the Santa Rosa Symphony and Transcendence Theater Company, two great local artistic groups. And we have a kids zone, and at the end of the night, we have a spectacular fireworks show that's very, very close, so it makes it very, very visceral and spectacular.
That does sound very fun. Where do the fireworks shoot off? Do they shoot off from the building or from
They're
a car?
They're in the field next door. Oh. So it's pretty much right. It looks, seems like they're right above your head. It's pretty cool to be that close to them.
Well, that is pretty amazing. It's got to be a great fireworks show as well. What about for the rest of the acts that are coming up in July?
Sure. In July, we're thrilled to welcome back Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. Shorty was here a couple of years ago. He's the most high-energy band I could even think of in existence, straight out of New Orleans. And we've just announced, in addition to Shorty, he's the opener that night will be John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentleman. So it's a spectacular night of New Orleans music.
That does sound good. And then there's also the Bluegrass Day that's coming up on the 21st. That's kind of becoming an annual tradition.
Yeah, I think we've done it four times now. And Bluegrass Day is one of the only things we have that kind of runs all afternoon. Starts at 2 o'clock. The band Steep Canyon Rangers will be there. They've been touring for years with Steve Martin and his bluegrass act. Wow. They're a great bluegrass band in and of themselves. And that day we also have an add-on possibility, a craft beer festival. That's a really wonderful way to check out all the great brewing that's happening in Sonoma County and in the region.
That sounds like a great mix of those two.
It is. It's a fun afternoon. And the night before, we have the recording that will take place of the radio show live from here with Chris Thiele. Ooh. Chris Thiele is one of the great mandolin player, and he was here last summer with his band Punch Brothers. He's been here like as a solo act, and when he was here, he's like, "We should bring my radio show." And it's on National Public Radio, and the former Lake Wobegon days, Garrison Keillor show, has been reinvented as Chris Thiele's live from here. And it's with comedy and lots of musical acts, and he always has great guests. So we'll see who he turns up to come join him while he's here.
Be interesting to see how he tries to balance the audio to the visual act with an audience in front of him at the same time.
Exactly. So they always do it with a live audience, so I think they got that figured out. But it's a fun listen on the weekends for sure.
And then to wrap up, just real quick, July, we do have the free community concert from the Santa Rosa Symphony.
Yeah, we're working with the Santa Rosa Symphony on three different projects this summer. The first one, the 4th of July, and we have this one, which is a free community concert we do with them every summer. And this summer features a project called the Four Seasons of Sonoma County, and we're asking people, we'd ask all of the listeners, to submit photographs of the different seasonal moments in Sonoma County. You can go to our website to learn about that, and we're going to select a bunch of photos and create a beautiful slideshow to show during a performance of Vivaldi's piece, The Four Seasons. So it becomes The Four Seasons of Sonoma County.
Seems perfect in the middle of summer.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then to start off August, you got Michael McDonald and Chaka Khan, which I hear has been selling really well.
It's been selling great. We announced with them when they announced their big tour for the summer, and we've sold probably a couple thousand tickets. There's still good tickets available, but it's encouraging for us to see such enthusiastic response right off the bat.
And a couple other acts just in August and September that I'd like to highlight. Diana Crowell and then Travis Tritt and the Charlie Daniels Band. They're going to be coming also to the Green Music Center, the former of which on August 22nd.
Yeah, the Outlaws and Renegades tour is a great country package. And Travis Tritt will be there with his band and the great Charlie Daniels Band. And they have a third group in that package, a young duo called Love and Theft.
Love and Theft?
It's a good name, and they're strong. They've had one really big hit song, and there are a lot more to come, I think, from them.
I also see in August, and this kind of looks like something just for me, Raiders of the Lost Ark in concert.
Yeah, that's the third project we're doing with Santa Rosa Symphony, something we've been talking with them about for quite a while and finally figured out, let's give this a shot. And so it's the live, it's a Spielberg movie. It'll be on the screens. There'll be a screen inside and a screen outside, and Harrison Ford and the whole shebang. And then the symphony will play the John Williams score. So John Williams has written Star Wars and all these really, really famous film scores. They'll do a live performance of the score, and it's all like synced up, and it's a really fun way to see a movie. A lot of symphonies do it, and we're really excited to bring it here to Sonoma County.
But you're still hearing the audio from the
movie. Yeah, you still hear Harrison Ford yelling at people and all that sort of stuff, for sure.
Cracking the whip and all that.
Absolutely, but the live music adds this whole other sort of, I mean, the scores are so essential in those films.
Oh, yes.
But the having it played live is just another really exciting thing to have happen.
And it seems like that's something that's been lost in recent years. Some movies have tried to bring that back, just the film scores, and it's just so, of course, Raiders of the Lost Ark and the Indiana Jones score, that one's just so iconic.
Yeah, I'm starting to hum it right now, right? And I've talked to some people who are like really excited to bring their kids. Their kids have like seen it, but they've seen it on their iPhones or their TVs, and they're like, we'll see it on the big screen with a live orchestra, and they're stoked to spread that around to the younger kids.
Okay. Well, that does sound great, pretty great. What are concessions like at these events?
We have a wide range of concessions. We have a restaurant on site called Prelude, which is, you can sit down and order some food. And there's also sort of a bar and patio menu in Prelude, a really beautiful little spot kind of set off to the side to eat at. You can pre-order sort of box lunches from Boudin, which is a great way to get things all lined up. You show up and you pick up your box, your sandwich, your salad from them. And there also then are concession stands with all sorts of drinks, but also hot dogs and different, more grab it and go sort of food. Okay. And people can also bring their own food. You can't bring drinks into the grounds, but you can bring all sorts of any kind of food you want to eat.
And then, as if you didn't have enough already scheduled, you do also have the free movies on the green as well. The first one's going to be Into the Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, and Captain Marvel. That one's on June 29th. Pretty good other ones as well listed. How do you decide which ones to show?
Yeah, we actually work with Sonoma State University's Student Involvement Program, and that started because they show a lot of movies on campus. And they're like, hey, you have a big screen. We show a lot of movies. Can we get together? And it's really, over the years, grown to this wonderful set of community events. They're free. Families come, college students come, all sorts of people come, and they bring a picnic. There are concessions available on those days as well. And you can bring not alcoholic drinks, but you can bring some of your own drinks to the movies. And they're really fun ways to do it. And I'm always impressed. Student life takes the sort of lead on what movies to get, and they seem to have the hookup. They get things that are still in the theaters right now, right?
Yeah. Or just about to exit the theater the time, like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, last summer I hadn't seen Black Panther until it showed up at work.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
It's a pretty good movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, anyway, that is Summer at the Green 2019 for Sonoma State University. I'm speaking here with Jacob Yarr, who's the executive director of the Green Music Center. Jacob, where can people go to find out more information and to get tickets?
The best place to go is our website at gmc.sonoma.edu. Tickets go on sale to donors this morning at 10 a.m. And then next week, to our subscribers to the Green Music Center, and anyone who has a MasterCard gets access on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, tickets are available to the general public.
That sounds great. Jacob, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having us over.